Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Milan Jurkovic, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is Steve Arterburn here. Glad you're with us here today on New Life. Got a special, special day here. Another wonderful guest today. You know, we don't often have guests. Got to have a really good reason to have a special guest here. Joining me to talk with that special guest in the first 20 minutes of the program, Dr. Alice Benton. Hey there.
Hey, Steve. Good morning.
The doctor is in, and it is good to see you. You doing all right today?
I am, because I'm eating lots of sauerkraut, and I'm in my nesting phase of pregnancy. My car's clean. My garage is clean. Closets are clean. Watch out.
I think a lot of people might be thinking maybe I should get pregnant, and then I could clean up and do all that kind of stuff. That'd be good. Yeah, but anyway, I'm really happy for you. When is the baby due?
November 15th, coming up here.
Boy, that is, I mean, it really does seem like yesterday you were telling us all about it. So time does fly. Well, if you want to join us on the program, we're going to start taking calls at about 20 after. But in between now and then, we have a very special guest. We're going to be talking with him. His name is Brian Bird. Brian, welcome to New Life Live.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Dr. Alice. Happy to be with you guys today.
Now, Brian works with heathen. Brian works with in one of the worst environments ever, Hollywood. Imagine this, that he has successfully produced programs, movies in the midst of Hollywood where there's not much room for great spiritual stuff. And you've done it, Brian. I mean, hasn't that been pretty exciting to be able to pull that off?
You know, it is, Steve. It's just been an honor and a blessing to, you know, just sort of pursue the gifts that God has given me in a secular place like that. And you know what I found is that even though it seems like sort of this den of iniquity, it's just full of children of God who don't know it yet.
Yeah.
Right?
And well, some that do. It's exactly. Surprising how many folks that do. And I've been fortunate to have an agent, Michael Van Dyke, there, and he's just surrounded by all sorts of wonderful, blessed people.
That's
well,
right.
We're here talking with Brian Bird because he's the executive producer of this movie, Heart of Man. And I am just going to beg everybody, and you know the only time I beg is when we're out of money. But I want to beg you to go see The Heart of Man. It's on September the 14th, wherever you are. It'll be in a theater. You could look it up locally. You could go to newlife.com, find out about it there. You could look at Fathom Events and find the schedule there. But it's at 7 o'clock on September the 14th, The Heart of Man. And this movie, not only is it a beautiful, beautiful theatrical piece, but woven in what I think is some of the finest video ever done in the name of Jesus. And it was filmed in Hawaii. It's beautiful, gorgeous. Are these interviews? Interviews with, we had Dan Allender on, you heard him. Paul Young, the author of The Shack, and some others. And there's a wonderful young woman who is interviewed. Some of the best, finest interviews. It's an amazing piece. We're going to talk about that. We'll find out what's in the heart of a man who is the executive producer of a project like this. We'll visit with him about this, and then we'll go to calls about 20 after. I'm so glad that you're with us here today on New Life Live. You know, you're part of our family. You're part of what we do and who we are, and we're grateful for that. And if you want to join us, if you've got a question, 1-800-229-3000. If you need some other kind of help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be back.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Dallas September 22nd to the 24th.
There is a third person in our marriage, and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh, and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future, and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Brian Bird. And Brian was, many of you, more my age, was a co-executive producer and senior writer for 5 seasons on that amazing CBS series, Touched by an Angel. And it seems like after that, there wasn't a lot of spiritual, really good quality stuff around. And now there is something. And this is all about sexual integrity. So, of course, New Life, and with us being involved with Every Man's Battle and me writing the book and us doing the workshop, we're very, very much wanting this movie to succeed. But, Brian, how did you get involved or interested? How did this become one of your projects?
Well, Steve, the genesis of The Heart of Man grows out of a couple of young filmmakers from the Seattle area, gifted young millennial guys who I just love and who I've sort of helped shepherd on this project. And they did a very profound documentary about 5 years ago called Rape for Profit, which was about domestic sex trafficking. And we started talking about doing a follow-up film to that about international trafficking, and then realized that, you know, that's a supply issue, right?
Yes, right.
When we're talking about trafficking, we're talking about the supply of, you know, trafficked people into a pretty dark world. But what about the demand problem?
Yeah.
You know, if you picture a tree like on your logo, that beautiful New Life tree, the fruit on the tree is the supply, but what is the demand issue, which is the root system? And so instead of another trafficking movie, we talked about how do we do a movie about the demand issue and dealing with the demand in the hearts of men. And that's how this movie came about. And I have to say it's probably the most important media endeavor that I've been involved with in 30 years in terms of kingdom value and cultural rescue, because we are absolutely in need of cultural rescue. You guys know this better than anybody at New Life. You work with people all the time who are trapped in their own caves of shame, and because of the ways that they have chosen to go off the rails in their relationship with their families or with God. And shame is the enemy's best weapon against us.
That's
because
right.
It keeps us trapped. And we wanted to do something to crack the enigma code of shame. And I think we've outed that weapon in a big way with this movie.
I do think that's one of the biggest shocks of the movie. If you had a problem and you go, oh man, I'm not going to that because I'm so ashamed and I don't want to, you know, feel bad and all of those things. It removes shame. It talks about it. It helps you understand how you got where you are, that you're not alone. And it truly does negate the power of shame with a power and a motivation to go and do something to make your life better and not stay trapped in this horrific problem. You've got some great people there. Dan Allender is just fantastic in the movie, and Paul Young. But on the theatrical side, the actors are really brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we wanted to do a movie that was a reenactment of the prodigal son story.
Mm-hmm. And you did.
In the most beautiful way we could. We wanted to make it cinematic and theatrical and an experience that people could really dive into and, mm-hmm. and feel, walk in the shoes of the prodigal son, because right. we're all prodigals at some point or another in our lives, all of us, and every family is affected. The tsunami is not on the horizon; it's already hit.
Yeah,
just like poor Houston, we're up to our necks in water already. Yeah. And it affects every family and every person in some way or another. So we feel like this movie is for everyone. It's not just for men. It's because this is an issue that affects us old or young mm-hmm. or whatever gender we yes. are. And it's so important to, open our hearts up to the heart of God, the Father, for us. The movie is just as much about the heart of the Father as it is about the yeah. heart of the Son.
That's right. You know, ironically, I think one of the most moving testimonies is of a woman in there, a real-life story of a woman who experienced abuse and found transformation. I loved her story. I forget her name.
Hill Perry is her
Jackie,
name.
Yeah. yeah. Oh, just amazing. Yeah. And how did you find her?
Well, she is a spoken word artist, and so she's a poet, and she performs these amazing sort of oral, stories and testimonies. And we found her at Willow Creek Church. She's a member of Willow Creek Church and has been involved in there as a lay minister there. And she's just writing her own story into a book at this point. But she's got a profound journey from a beautiful young girl who was molested as a young person and then didn't believe she could trust any men in her life because they weren't safe. And ended up experiencing a homosexual lifestyle because she couldn't trust men, and then is now married with children mm-hmm. and found that Jesus loved her so much that he died for her and was waiting for her whenever she chose to receive him. And so it's a powerful testimony.
Well, why do you think somebody ought to go to see this? What are you hoping will happen? Who is it for in your heart from the very beginning of it?
Well, look, there's a big elephant in the room in every church, and the elephant is sexual brokenness.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's in every pew. It's not just us. It's not just you or me. It's everyone. Mm-hmm. You look around, and in some way or another, we've been so, pornography has been so mainstream. But it's not just an anti-porn movie. I mean, that's part of the story. But it's just one symptom of a deeper sickness. And so every pew in our church has folks. You guys know this as well as anyone because of all the great work that you do at New Life. I believe that the only way to get rid of the elephant is for us not to be ashamed anymore and to step forward and to speak openly about where we are in our lives, to share with each other the needs that we have, and be vulnerable. And it's the only power that you have over the chains that you're shackled to is to speak mm-hmm. to them.
That's right.
But when we stay quiet because we're so ashamed and we don't want anybody else to know, the fact is the person next to you is also feeling the same thing. So let's talk about it. And this movie is a conversation starter that is going to drive people into great conversations, not only with their wives and their families, but with their pastors, with their counselors, with their New Life counselors, everybody. And it's, again, as I said, we're cracking the code on shame in this movie.
Yeah, you really are. You really are. And I'm so glad that you came to talk about it. As you have been around it, you've experienced it, you've heard the script and the interviews over and over. Well, how do you describe the heart of man? When we're talking about that, what is it that you think of when we're talking about the heart of man?
Well, I believe that what the movie does best is that it depicts the heart of the Father for the heart of man, for mm-hmm. us, because the prodigal father in the story runs to his son when he comes home. He's mm-hmm. not ashamed of us. He welcomes us home. In fact, the father is beating a path to us all the time. And sometimes when we feel so alone in our behavior and our shame, when we're choosing to do the wrong thing, we think that God is turning his face from us, but he's not.
Right.
He's actually in the room with us, looking at us, hoping that we will make the right choice to say the better yes to him instead of no to him. And he's just waiting for us. So it's a powerful personal story of not only the prodigal son story, but also real life testimonies of people who have been transformed mm-hmm. because they got past their shame. They got out of the cave.
Okay, so if indeed this is successful in your mind, what will happen? What is the result going to be if the success is there?
Well, I think it's a cultural rescuer myself mm-hmm. because I think the culture's in deep trouble. You know, we all know this. It's not like it's new that we're all sort of in such a polarized situation, not only with our politics, but the divisions in culture. But this is a rescue tool. This is God's rescue for us in our culture. And the only way for us to say no to the things that so deeply tempt us and take us out of the game with God is to say the better yes to him, because the yes is so great. Mm-hmm. It's so transformational. And the only way to be transformed and become a saint is to find out where that buoy has been thrown to us out in the tsunami. And September 14th is just the start, Steve. Because of our work with you guys, we know that this movie is going to end up becoming a movement. We got a beautiful curriculum that we built that will take people on a deeper mm-hmm. personal reflection for small groups and personal reflection. But we believe that this movie is going to become a new tool in the cause for Christ and in the cause for transformation in our lives.
Well, yesterday we had John Townsend on, and I said this. I said that, you know, it's a trite saying, but it's a true saying, that we're only as sick as our secrets.
Yeah.
And then I also said this, but we also determine the degree of our wellness by our willingness. And, you know, if you're dying in your secrecy, all you have to do is be willing to come and experience this movie. It truly is life-changing. It opens your eyes to things that I just don't think you ever thought about in the spiritual realm, in the use of pornography, in lusting after other people, in the joy and the freedom that's found in integrity and authenticity.
That's right.
Before we go, what is one lasting message you'd like to leave with people that might encourage them to go and see this movie? We believe in it. We want people to go see it, and we're doing everything we can to convince people too. But what do you say to someone who's saying, I just wonder if it's for me?
You know what? I would just say, say yes to this movie. It's going to be the start of a process that will change your life and bring you home to the Father. If you're feeling, you know, far away from God, it's not that He didn't move. We did, right?
Yeah,
and
sure.
So I think this movie is sort of the first step back, but it's also a way to help us to understand our loved ones who are in trouble, who we know are in trouble, and who we turn our backs on sometimes because we don't know what to say. We're not prepared to say. This movie is a great tool for helping us know how to help our loved ones. Even if we're doing okay, it's a movie that we need to share with others who aren't doing okay. And I also want to say that film and story are some of the best ways to communicate the eternal truths of heaven. And on September 14th, we're going to do that with the Heart of Man.
Well, I really appreciate you being with us. And to be the executive producer, you got to be awfully proud. And I hope with other projects that you'll come back and be with us, Brian. God bless you.
We'd love to.
It's The Heart of Man, September the 14th. And as we've said before, when people go to the link and they phone the number when they want some help, we're going to handle those calls at New Life, and we're just thrilled to be able to do that. So please, please go see it. Support it. Tell other people to go. If you're in an Everyman's Battle group, take that group. If you're a pastor of a church, get them in to go. September 14th, 7 o'clock in a theater near you. You can find out info at newlife.com or Fathom Events, another place to find it, The Heart of Man.
The Take Your Life Back workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., September 8th through the 10th.
This weekend has been a chance to honestly share my feelings and to begin ownership of them, whether they're positive or negative. I learned how to stand up for myself. I experienced positive feelings that I hadn't experienced before.
Steve Arterburn and Dr. Dave Stoop will teach you how to take charge of your past and your current circumstances so you can look forward with confidence and faith to the road ahead.
This weekend has been just the beginning of taking my life back. I leave with a renewed power to trust in God on a daily basis, a commitment to move forward in my recovery by continually taking my life back.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
If you really want to take your life back, then I would highly recommend it.
Take your life back. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're going to go right to the phones, which we haven't been doing. So let's go right here to, how about Ashley, Akron, Ohio. Listens on Sirius XM 131 at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi there.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call. I want to also thank you for being here when I needed you a year ago when I found out my husband is addicted to pornography and lust. You guys, having listened to you, I had somewhere to turn and some answers right away. But I have a question now. So he's been sober since May of last year and doing a class in our church. And they've started a women's class in our church. So since January, I've been doing that. But now they've asked me. The church has asked me to lead the women's class next year, the next program that they're going to be running.
Okay.
And so we have.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I think I'm a little nervous that I'm not up for the job, but I'm excited to help, and I hope that I've taken a lot out of what you guys have said, and I went to your Women in the Battle, and so I'm hoping that some of what I've learned will help.
Good.
So you can pray for me for that. But in the meantime, what I'm calling about is we have two grown daughters, 25 and 21. And I see just behavior in my girls where they're watching inappropriate shows. They mm-hmm. don't think it's an issue. They right. don't know about my husband's situation. They don't, or our situation, or mm-hmm. his addiction. And being that I'm going to start leading this class, I think that it's important for them to know. I can't convince my husband of that. He doesn't want to talk to them about it. He doesn't want to tell them what's going on. Right now, the only people who know about it are his group at church, his men's group, mm-hmm. And one woman that I've told who is in our family. But other than that, nobody knows.
Okay. So what's the question for us then?
Well, I'm wondering how I can, is it important for him to tell our girls? Is he still harboring a secret that's, to me, it's a bad thing that he's not willing to talk about it? Or is it okay that he's just confessed to those guys and it's not necessary for our daughters to know what's going on?
Well, let's see what Alice thinks of that. Alice, what do you think? Should he be talking to the daughters about this or not?
Well, Steve, it really sticks out for me that, Ashley, you see them struggling a little bit with this, with watching inappropriate TV. So you have a concern there for their souls. And disclosing some of what you and your husband have struggled with might minister to their souls. But then I think the question arises of what of this secret is yours to share versus your husband's to share? What's his reasoning for not sharing it with your daughters?
He just thinks that the Bible said to confess to someone and that he's done that. And I believe they are, I've been the more strict parent, so they are much closer to him. And I think that he is afraid of them looking at him differently.
Okay.
All right. So the benefit that you think that would be there if he were to share with them would be what?
Well, one benefit, I think, is just to make them aware of the struggle that men have as they're dating and getting in serious relationships for their own. And mm-hmm. it was 27 years before I found anything out at all. Mm-hmm. So I would hate to see them end up in a situation like that, even mm-hmm. years down rather than 27 years. So that's one thing. And the other is hopefully that he would be able to tell them just what little bit of watching they think is not a big deal, how it actually can turn into a very big deal with some very damaging consequences.
Okay, so my question for you is, would it be enough for him to say, I just want to be sure you know that this is not a problem that a very few people have, a lot of people have it, and that I, as your father, I struggled with this from time to time. It's been a struggle for me. Is that enough information for you if they were to share in that way? Or he was
yes,
to share with them?
So.
Yeah. Because I think that could be helpful. And that doesn't go into details about anything, which I don't really know that is necessary. But Alice, what do you think? Should he be really upfront? Should he tell them the whole story about his struggle? What do you think?
Well, Steve, I agree with you that I think highlights can be told of the story that can help the girls. But I also agree, Ashley, that there is a price that your husband will likely pay. I don't think we can reveal this kind of thing without some damage being done to a relationship. So part of it is also weighing the cost of if the damage is worth revealing the secret. And I would argue that it is, because that kind of damage can be repaired. And it's actually just the reality of life, that we are all strugglers, that we all have sins. And as we talked about it in the interview earlier today, if you heard it, when we reveal the struggle, we give permission to other people to do the same thing. So I, in some ways, I think your husband has to make this choice because it is his secret.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder, Ashley, if you would be willing to reveal something of yourself, part of your struggle to your daughters with your husband and sharing with him that you hope he would do the same. So I think you can be an example and an influence by taking that first step and asking him to do the same for the reasons that you have shared with us, because they're such powerful reasons.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes when the woman says, you know, ladies, daughters, I've spent my life comparing, and he's come up very, very short every time I've compared, and I don't want you to do that either. I don't want you to fall into that trap. But that can be a powerful.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery, and it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
You know, one of the great things about tv.newlife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, hey, honey, watch this with me. And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix, so we canceled Netflix and subscribed to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We've been talking with Ashley. Ashley, I hope that's helpful. I'm going to give you something, though. I'll send you worthy of her trust. And you give that to your husband. Whatever you guys do, I hope you'll do it, work it out together. Motive is always important to look at here. And, you know, you're saying you think this is important for them as they're in relationships, for them to know the reality of men, also to have an authentic relationship with him. And all these situations, we have to, and I've confessed this, you know, when there's something like this going on, have to be sure that the underlying motive isn't for the person that's offended, to be sure everybody knows I'm not the bad one here. I'm the good person. And I spent a lot of time in my situation making sure people knew I was the good guy. And there was nothing very Christian, you could say, about that.
So
just be sure and look at your motive. Alice, go ahead.
Well, I just want to quickly add to that Ashley, I think you can also work whatever your husband does, because it's a good request, I believe. I would also ask you to build him up in the eyes of your daughters by talking about all that he has done to improve his character without even having to reveal how he stumbled. And then to also do the same to him, and I'm sure you do, but to acknowledge the good that he's done and he continues to do, and how much you admire and appreciate that in him. And the good example he's giving to your daughters by working on his character, even if they don't know the details.
Yeah. So it's all, as so many things are, it's a matter of the heart. What's in the heart? You always questioning, looking at the heart there. And I tell you, taking them to see this movie, The Heart of Man, is also a great thing that you might want to consider doing. Let's talk to Jessica, Washington, D.C., WAVA. I'm going to be there this weekend doing our Take Your Life Back workshop with Dr. Dave Stoop, and I want to see you there. Anybody that has struggled and you just don't know where to turn, you've never really found a place that you seem could help, this is the weekend to do it there in D.C., and we've taken $100 off of that workshop to motivate people to get their act together in September like it was the beginning of the year. So let's say hi here to Jessica. How can we help you today, Jessica? What's going on?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm married, and I entered into, I guess, an emotional affair with a single man, and it lasted for about a month, and it didn't stop until my husband found out.
Yeah, okay.
So he texted the man and told him to leave me alone.
Good.
But I guess the questions I have is, I don't know if I even understand the depth of what I was in, and then why is it such a stronghold, and why is it so hard to get over it?
Okay. Well, those are great, great questions, and I'm glad you're asking those questions. Alice, you want to start off here, and then I'll fill in some, you may not have any blanks, but I'll provide some additional material here. What do you say to her?
Well, Steve, first, Jessica, I admire your courage in calling and being willing to reveal this about yourself and talk about what happened. And then just to acknowledge that there's so many reasons it has such strength, that the beginning of any new relationship also includes an increase in different hormones that make us feel better, see the world differently, and it's part of why affairs are so intense. It's like getting high. It's like being high on these hormonal increases, and so we just feel excited, and the secretive nature of it, too, adds such an intensity. And sin is strong. Sin is attractive, and it's why we're all pulled towards it. So it makes so much sense that this would have a stronghold on you. And there may be some other deeper issues of things perhaps that that are not quite there in your marriage that you might be missing, that you might be looking for. And maybe you found a taste of them in this emotional affair. Could you tell us, what have you done to get into healing from the emotional affair?
Well, so far we have entered into counseling, my husband and I. We've only had one meeting so far, so that's so far the only thing that I have done.
Well, I would do something on your own in the area of a recovery group, like a life recovery group or Love and Sex Addicts Anonymous kind of group, things like that, where you're saying to your husband, hey, you're never going to have to worry about this again. I'm doing stuff so that this is history. And it's going to remain history because, you know, just getting counseling with him isn't going to fix whatever is in you that where you fell victim to this, to all this there. Now, I want to piggyback on what Alice was saying. In just a normal relationship, when you meet somebody new, that's exciting. Hormones are pumping. Expectations are high, adrenaline, all of that. Now, when it is an affair, when it's something outside of marriage, there's another element that a lot of people don't ever think about. Satan is not on your side when you are falling in love with a happy, healthy person, because Satan doesn't like God creating life. Satan kills babies, does it all the time. The pharaohs did it, and all this stuff. He loves to kill babies. He doesn't like things being created that have life. That's who Satan is. So when normal people are getting together, Satan's not on your side. He doesn't want this happy marriage to take place. When you get with somebody you're not married to, the other dimension that comes in is evil. And Satan makes this thing more fantastic than you ever dreamed anybody could ever be. You've never felt this before. So you've got all the stuff that normal new relationships have, plus the adrenaline of it's wrong. You may get caught. There's tremendous risk. And Satan making little things even better. Now, then you go home to the person that you're married to. And they cannot compare to this. Because you know them inside and out, and all you're seeing is just all this stuff that this evil person who has relationships with married women, what this guy has to offer. When in reality, if you step back, you say, wait a second, I'm really craving a guy that likes to mess up people's marriages, like mine. And I'm kind of even fantasizing that if I left my husband, everything would be different with this guy. Why, he wouldn't want to be in love with another married woman. I'd fix his soul forever. And guess what? You would discover fairly quickly that he was involved with somebody else, just like he got involved with you. And then you would wake up and say, wow, why didn't somebody warn me that that's what these guys do? So it all makes sense that it happened, that it was wonderfully exciting and evil. And I've said it before, your broken-hearted husband deserves to see you do some pretty radical things you're uncomfortable doing so that he never, ever has to worry about anything like this again.
Jessica, are you willing to dig into your own character growth to get healing from this? You are. Then I want to speak to you from one imperfect woman to another, because I have struggled with a similar issue. And there may be things missing from our relationship, or we can point out the imperfections in our husbands. But the fact of the matter is, we have control only over doing our own work. And so as I dug into myself to wonder, why do I get that rush from talking to some man outside of my marriage? I found that I struggle with secrecy, with lying, with isolation, not being connected to other safe women, with people pleasing, and with my own anxiety. And when I'm not dealing with all of those issues in community with safe people, I am at risk to fall to the same temptation again. So I don't know where you are in all that, or if you can relate to some of what I have said, but you and I have brokenness, and our brokenness, I think, makes us vulnerable to these kind of situations. So I want to ask you to do a strong moral inventory and a character evaluation with a therapist to find out, what are you missing that makes you vulnerable, and what do you need to add to your life to get stronger and to avoid this in the future? And I'm traveling that same journey myself. So I'm with you in this, Jessica.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I tell you, that's pretty powerful advice right there. And I'm really glad you called. I'm going to send you a copy of Take Your Life Back. I think it will help you. I'm also going to send you the Mediterranean Love Plan. It's all about developing true intimacy with your spouse. And I know it's not easy. You're going through your own pain of separation, but you simply must never talk to that man again.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Dallas September 22nd to the 24th.
There is a third person in our marriage, and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh, and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future, and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Hey, we're back. We got some amazing things that are happening, and none the least of which is Every Man's Battle starts tomorrow in Denver, and you can still get in, and you can still get the benefit of me wanting people to think of September 1st as January 1st, and to get your act together in September, not January. So I've taken $200 off of Every Man's Battle, but you have to call them today and get in there and just get it taken care of for the fall. Some of you fell into some stuff and you were lusting more than you ever dreamed this summer, and you know, you can just get it taken care of. You may be involved in something. You cannot believe what a stronghold it has on you, but you can get out of that, but you have to go. And so just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and get there. And then Washington, D.C. area, you've been looking for something. You've wanted to be a part of something that could change your life. Dave Stoop and I and our New Life team, we're going to be there to deliver the answer that you've been looking for. But you have to call us right now and come. It's called Take Your Life Back, and you will experience 48 hours of life change that you will not believe. You just won't believe it. So please call us. Call us. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And it's $100 off of Take Your Life Back. That's about half the price of Every Man's Battle. And off of Every Man's Battle, we're taking $200 off. It's just the best time ever, but you have to call. And if you could put somebody through, sponsor them, scholarship them, please do it. This is a great time. You'll never have a greater impact with less money than right now. So please call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Our final phone call.
And Steve, I think it starts on Friday, just to correct.
It does start on Friday, and I thought it was Thursday, but it's for Friday. You get an extra day. You get an extra day. All right, let's go to Debbie, Coatesville, Pennsylvania. Hi, Debbie. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Certainly. What's going on with you today?
The reason I'm calling is I've been married for about 20 years, and off and on, you know, obviously marriages have their ups and downs, and I've just dealt with a lot of, with my husband just playing video games constantly, and being kind of holed up in his office most of the time. We have 4 kids. Currently, they're 14, 12, 12, and 10. And a lot of times when, you know, I need them to come out, it's just, oh, well, I'm busy, or, you know, no transition skills, that kind of thing, comes out, just kind of lives for the kids. My personality type is to really just, you know, I have a counseling background, you know, I have a master's in counseling, and so I think I'm too close to it, obviously, to deal with it, but, you know, I try to work with him, and I try to, you know, say, hey, you know, I know this about your family, and, you know, he looks at me like I have 10 heads, of course, but...
Okay, so what's the question? How could we help you?
My question is, it's been a very lonely existence being married in that kind of a setup. He thinks
I bet.
A great husband. It feels more like he's a narcissistic type of personality to me.
Okay. I don't have much time, but I want to ask us something.
Well, I guess my question to you is, you know, how do you deal with that effectively? Try to keep your family stable together, at least until the kids get grown up, because honestly, that's kind of where I'm at with it. Like, I feel like when the kids get grown up, I just want out.
Yeah. Okay.
And,
I hear you.
You know, biblically, I feel like, okay, I should try to, you know, for better or for worse, try to just put up with it. But then I have moments where I just want out.
Sure. Okay. Now, we've got an amazing book coming out called Living and Loving, or Understanding and Loving a Narcissist. And I'll get it to you when we get it. Alice, what's her best chance of developing a relationship that just might work for her and him?
Steve, it's such a tough situation. And Debbie, we get a lot of these calls, and I hear that hopelessness and overwhelm in your voice, that you're just counting the hours till the years get to the point of your children leaving and maybe being able to separate mm-hmm. from your husband. What a loneliness mm-hmm. and a pain you are living in and sacrificing on a day-to-day basis for your kids. Yes. So I want to jump into your humility. Because as a therapist as well, I also have high expectations for myself and think, I should be able to handle this. I've got a degree. I do this for a job. Why do I struggle with my own family? And yet you have the humility right. and ability to say, I'm too close to the situation. So some of our skills can't even apply when it's us and our life. How has your husband responded when you've asked him to get treatment with you?
Well, another problem is he has been out of work off and on through the years, and now he's not a year and a half of, you know, no work. So paying for a counselor would be virtually impossible.
so to stick with this, as our time runs down, have you ever asked him to get help with you? Understanding that financially it's tough. Have you ever asked him to get help with you?
We did at the beginning of our marriage, and at that time, I guess I wasn't viewing it as narcissism or, you know, whatever you want to call it. It was very early on in our marriage, and so, he gave us a few foundational things to help, but it never really got to the main issues.
Okay, so I'm going to jump in here, because I think you are in a desperate situation at this point with the thoughts that you're having, even though you're willing to stick it out. So I want to ask you to bring it up to him again and to express how lonely you are and how much you want a better relationship with him, but that you'll need his... Good.
Frequently.
Good. Okay. Good. And you'll need his help.
Doesn't do any good. He holds himself away.
Okay. So hear me out here, because there's a solution to that. To invite him mm-hmm. again to therapy, even if you've done it before, to let him know that you mm-hmm. need him to accompany with this for you and for the sake of your children. But as we've said before on New Life, if he is unwilling to go, that you are going to go get help. You're going to go for couples counseling by yourself, and you're going to talk about the marriage and the issues you're dealing with so that you can learn strategies of how to better handle it and how to get the help that you need, and you hope that he's willing. The one other piece I'm going to add is that you get a prayer team of your safe people around you to pray for your marriage, and don't mm-hmm. give up.
And here's the other thing. Don't don't be working on him being a different person. Do things and encourage things that make it better, like one step at a time, not total wonder and nirvana in the relationship, because you're not going to get there. But I would be encouraging him, too, with no money or whatever. Couldn't you just go to a men's Bible study? And the way that you do that is that you start going to a women's Bible study, talk about the benefit of that, and encourage him to go also. If you're not in a church where you guys feel safe in being in those kinds of groups, then I would be looking at that kind of change. We are out of time. I can't encourage you more to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help. There are folks right there wanting to help you. You can find out information about the movie that we talked about, The Heart of Man, on September the 14th. Really, really excited about that movie. Also, this weekend, $100 off of Take Your Life Back in D.C. and Every Man's Battle, right there in Denver. Now look, a lot of times the people go because the spouse who has said, not in an enabling or shaming way, but hey, I looked into this, I think this could help you. Don't you think this could be a key to us developing, or you developing, the kind of life that God intended here? Or hey, if you would do this, what do you think I could do to improve on our marriage? The goal is better, and we want to help you get to better. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. My thanks to Alice Benton, Dr. Alice Benton. And she's in private practice. Maybe she is the therapist that you need to see. If you can help us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need help, you call 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.